The List with Jonathan Knight on Kix 101.1. Entertainment news from the Sunset Strip to Nashville's Music Row.
Welcome to The List. I'm Jonathan Knight. Sean Diddy Combs is reportedly already eyeing a comeback because, you know, prison release planning now comes with merch tables. The alleged idea is a redemption tour, maybe even with Usher involved. Usher, meanwhile, is saying, well, he's being a little cautious, which is celebrity code for please don't drag me into this circus. Redemption to some, PR migraine to everyone else. Reba McEntire says her wedding to Rex Lynn will be a low-key affair at their Tennessee ranch. And yeah, the animals are invited because, you know, Reba understands priorities. Dogs may be ring bearers, longhorns may supervise, donkeys may judge the vows. Now, that kind of sounds more organized than most weddings I've ever attended. Chris Jansen says Guns N' Roses helped him write his very first song, so naturally he started country songwriting by walking straight through the rock and roll fire. The song was called Shoot Off the Locks, which sounds like a song and a misdemeanor. Jansen says history can decide if it was good, and history just asked for a helmet and a waiver. And lastly, there's reportedly interest in The Devil Wears Prada 3. Studio chiefs allegedly want to move fast, but Anne Hathaway may be pumping the brakes a little bit. Sources say Meryl Streep and Emily Blunt went back in, which already sounds expensive, and reportedly wants to know why the story needs to exist now. That's your entertainment news from the Sunset Strip to Nashville's Music Row. I'm Jonathan Knight, and that's The List on Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1.